You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. So this week we have a lot going on as we head up to the bookend of the eclipse season. So we already started with the Christmas solar eclipse, and then on the 10th, we will be having the lunar eclipse. So one was in Capricorn at Christmas, and this is going to be in Cancer. And the solar eclipse is very sort of outgoing personality, learning kind of, or sharing what you know kind of energy. And the lunar is more like, what am I learning from this? And they say that between the eclipses, time accelerates and new storylines and new situations are birthed and situations end, because endings and beginnings are the same thing, really. So we're probably all going through some major shifting right now, and it can be discombobulating. And with Cancer and Capricorn being the eclipse energy that we're dealing with, it does often have to do with your roots and your family, and also with who you are in the world and your business and your legacy and sort of like father, mother, matriarch, patriarch kind of energy. So do check around your life and see what's going on right now, because especially if it hits your chart anywhere specific, then there is likely a lot going on right now. So be patient with yourself and gentle and aware and conscious and, you know, breathe in light and all the good that you want, and let go with your out-breath of everything that you don't want or that doesn't belong to you. It really makes a difference and makes you feel more consolidated when you call back your own energy to yourself, because little pieces of us are going out all the time. And if you're not sure to bring it all back in and, you know, create a safe little haven in your own system, then you just end up feeling scattered and tired and all that sort of stuff. So make sure just to take care of yourself and breathe and eat well and see what's going on around you, because likely big changes are occurring, which is always exciting. And we're beginning a whole new decade too. It's 2020. So that's kind of cool. Like, just think of what happened in the last 10 years. OMG. Can you imagine what's going to happen in the next 10 years? Like, it's exponentially, things are changing. Just, it's out of control. It's very cool. And also maybe scary. So it could be very tumultuous times, but it's also depends on where you focus. It depends on what you tune your frequency to. So if you can focus on kind of upping your vibration and moving to the next highest level for you, or the next best version of your life, it gives you a nice kind of trajectory to travel. And always, you know, coming from the heart and standing in joy and choosing joy and choosing which thoughts you entertain, all that sort of thing can help you keep anchoring in the good decision to live the best life you can live for yourself. So we had Happy New Year. There was New Year's Eve, and then we had, I guess we're just on the 2nd right now. So it's the 2nd of January, just starting. And we do have Mercury conjoined Jupiter today, the 2nd of January, which is, again, expansive thoughts, being able to, it is in Capricorn, so it's still very realistic. It's, oh my gosh, I was just thinking of that song, you know, that "This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius." I watched 40-Year-Old Virgin, which is highly recommended and totally hilarious, but they have that song at the end. And I was like, oh my God, Jupiter and Mars are aligned in my personal 7th house right now, just like in the song. What does it mean? So anywho, with Jupiter, and actually, you know what? It's actually Jupiter and Mercury that are right now aligned. But Mars is there too. It's coming. It'll be there. But there's definitely kind of an expanded, maybe you're thinking about travel, maybe you're planning travel. With Mercury and Jupiter together, there is like the thought processes. It's all about communicating, growing, sharing wisdom and knowledge, and maybe more information than you would normally share. It's like expanding, and it's very buoyant and jovial energy as well. So that's kind of nice. In Capricorn, it's going to be more realistic, but that's good. Like, it's a good time to invest in stocks. Find something that you think is going to be a good investment and invest, because whatever we invest now there's just a lot of wisdom around it. So if you have some good intuition or a little bit of money to play with, invest, because why not, right? Figure out how to do it and do it. It's the human laws of money. We might as well play. So that's going on. There is like a kind of an emotionally moving day as the moon squares Jupiter and Mercury and then the sun on Thursday. But then Mars will move into Sagittarius the next day. So that is like the energy will change from being more scorpionic and kind of deep and intense and focused on transformation to like, let's expand and explore and adventure. And that feels good. It's more expansive energy and less kind of inwardly mystery solving. It's just solving the big mysteries of existence, like why and how did we get here and what does it all mean? And like, what's my purpose? If you want to find out your purpose, and that's something that, I mean, we all have one, but this is a wonderful time to find it out because you'll get some clear insights about how to build a future and how you and your personal energy contributes to the whole, which once we can find that niche for ourselves, it's just sort of like plugging into the abundance of the universe. Very simple. It's all very simple. It's taken me 20 years to figure out. It's so simple. So then we have a pretty clear and open weekend. There's a trine between Jupiter, a conjunction with Uranus, so it's kind of exciting on Saturday. But the moon is in Taurus, so still kind of relaxing. Like it's grounded energy, which is, you know, good. Being grounded is good. On the 6th, heading up towards this lunar eclipse full moon, you're going to be feeling this energy. Like, you know, there's earth changes around eclipses. There's often earthquakes and weather events and endings and beginnings that happen, all very pivotal stuff where we go, oh yeah, that happened then. And that was right at the eclipse. Often you'll hear yourself say if you look back. So the 6th, we do have the sun sextiling Neptune, which is beautiful, like feeling connected and like everything's magic and cosmic and we are all one. It's one of those days where you get a glimpse of that or some sort of magical otherworldly happening or a synchronicity and you're like, oh my God, how can atheists be right? It's one of those moments. How can it be true if there's just nothing? So that can happen Monday. And then on the 7th, it's a nice, clear, no aspect day. The 8th, we have a lovely trine between Mercury and Neptune. Again, one of those magical, like, wow, look how it's all turning out kind of days, which, you know, if you have something to write or something to create, Neptune taps us into kind of the cosmic soup where all ideas are. And so if you need some new ideas, now's the time. Very creative energy. And creative in a very like higher loving, otherworldly kind of, you know, shimmery type way. Beautiful. So then the pièce de résistance is the lunar eclipse. And it will be on 11:21 a.m. on the 10th, PST, and the full moon lunar eclipse in Cancer. So that will be a beautiful moon. If you get to see that moon, it's going to be magic. It's Cancer is the ruler of the moon, so it's very strong in its own energy. And it's got so much going on that day, so much that ensures that we are going to get where we are going and understand what we need to understand, which is, again, fabulous. Keeps us moving along. So the important aspects during that moon, there's quite a few of them, is there is a lovely conjunction with Mercury and the sun in Capricorn. And it's very closely connected to we're also having like the south node there and opposing the north node. So there's this very, like, gifts from the past are coming through, things that we already, you know, rewards already earned sort of thing we can tap into during that time. And with the sun and Mercury conjoined in Capricorn, there's this sort of real clarity and real understanding. And Capricorn's really good at, like, you know, keeping all the ducks in the row and making the right decisions and not, you know, getting today what you want if it's going to compromise what you want in the future. It's very future, kind of future oriented in the sense that it wants to make sure its future is secure and happy and not, you know, not lacking in any way. By the time a Capricorn gets old, they want to have it all. They've been working their whole lives for it all. So that we can all tap into is this sort of real wisdom that, because the moon is opposing the Capricorn energy. And then that's where there's a bit of a push and pull, because during this full moon and the lunar eclipse, the moon will be opposing Mercury. It will be opposing Pluto and Saturn and the sun, which is always a full moon. That's a big push-pull energy. So it could very likely be that your family needs you, but instead you have work to do. Like this, you need to be focusing on work stuff, or, you know, stuff in the realm of your image or your public persona, but it's your family also needs you too. So with oppositions like this, the trick is to integrate both sides, and that both of these areas need your attention. So you need to learn to master the art of balance and a little bit of energy here and a little bit of energy there. And that way everybody can get what they need and you learn to be kind of a more well-rounded person. So we're all experiencing this. It's more like, depending on if it's in your chart or not, will be whether you experience it more specifically, like you're feeling it more. But it's pretty powerful energy. And the same day, there's probably for sure going to be some kind of earthquake or something major, because the very same day Uranus goes direct after being retrograde. And I remember one year, I think it was 2011, on the day that Uranus went direct It was March then. But there was a huge tsunami in Japan and the uranium plant was compromised. And it was a big, like, the earth feels these massive sort of shifts in energy. So hopefully everything will be smooth and probably exciting, and interesting people could show up too. Keep your eyes open for interesting new situations and interesting new people. And remember too, we're starting this whole new decade, and this is a lot of powerful energy to kick it off. So if you can take the time to write things down and be clear about what your plan is, maybe even kind of come up with a 5-year plan to make sure you know what you're aiming for. 5 years gives you a nice, like, time to play with it. It takes kind of the pressure of trying to make it all happen immediately and gives you some space to play with, but still a finite amount of time to see, okay, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to make that happen. And all kinds of amazing things can happen in 5 years. So if you could sit and write out your 5-year plan, and, you know, make sure you have on there things that you really want to create in your life, things that you would really love to have happen. Like, I would like to holiday for an extended period of time in the south of France. I think that would be really enjoyable, like a 5-month kind of feel at what it's like in the south of France, because I'm very drawn there. So if you have like something like that, what is the essence of that? Why do you want to get away? Where do you want to go? Do you want to see the world? Do you want it? Like, what do you want? You just got to ask yourself and keep checking back in that you're on track. And your inner self and your higher self and your own heart will lead you kind of step by step for where you would like to be next, where you need to go, what you need to do to get to where you're going. So make sure that you participate in that process, in that co-creating process, because we really do have the power to choose where we're going. We just have to use it. We just have to utilize our, you know, choosing, which is very simple to do ultimately. Really a matter of writing it down, focusing. So that kind of catches you up for the full moon lunar eclipse coming up on January 10th. I will be back probably mid-January somewhere, as I am about to leave on a big adventure across the United States from Canada to Mexico, where I'll be for 3 months. But I'm still going to be working once I get there and get settled. But right now I'm like super in transit and I'm trying to get everything packed and orderly. And so I just wanted to get this to you so you had something ahead of time for the lunar full moon eclipse in Cancer, which is lovely. So many blessings to you for a most wonderful, prosperous, healthy, love-filled 2020. It's very exciting. Thank you so much for listening, and be sure to check back to see what's next. Thank you so much. Have a happy, wonderful new year.